right, welcome to week one. This is the basic exercise video. We're gonna go through a series of exercises. You can find the PDF for this on the sidebar. If you're on a small, narrow screen, the sidebar is actually below the list of all the videos for this program. This is gonna be the week one download. There are, I think, 14 or 16 exercises here that we're gonna be going through. Combination of 16th notes, 4-4 time, 1 eanda, 2 eanda, 3 eanda, 4 eanda, and then triplets in 12-8 that we're going to be counting 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta. This will get us the two basic feels. We're not going to worry about odd meter for a little while. This will be a few weeks when we get into that. I know in the free video I showed you a 2-2-3 rhythm, which was in 7, the first odd meter. Hopefully you had a chance to play with that a little bit, but we won't be going to odd meter for a little while. Right now we're just going to develop some more technique. I hope you watched the video showing the three strokes or four strokes that we're going to use on each of the three drums in this program. Remember, we have the bass tone, the open tone, the slap tone, and the muted tone. Those are the strokes that are going to be a part of every rhythm. And this section of the videos, we're going to be dealing with open tones and muted tones. So I'm not going to worry about bass tones or slap tones at this point. So you can use any drum. If you don't have a drum yet, jump into your hardcover book. Totally fine to use this. You can use this through the whole program if you want. Not a problem. It's going to sound a little different, but it's going to get you the technique. And you're going to learn how to play. You're going to learn how to play rhythms. You're going to learn how to get the muscle coordination. And as well, the mindset and the connection that is really part of this program. Having said that, this program, like I've probably described a few times, is we have our basic videos which cover the history and the background and just the philosophy of everything around this. We have our technique videos, which where I show you the technique and rhythms, and then we have our meditation videos. If if one of these is not really working for you yet, say you don't have a drum or you really don't have the time to practice, don't let it stop you from doing the meditations or the other videos, because the meditations can really start helping you embody what this process is all about. You start understanding really from experience what the different rhythms and styles do. So when you start playing, it makes more sense. So if you're finding that you just don't have the time or the desire or the instruments to really work on the technique yet, that's okay. These videos are here for you forever. So do what you can, work through the program week by week with what you can, and then go back and work on the technique that you'll need to develop, you know, as we go through time. One of the reasons I added 6 weeks extra of the meditation videos is I wanted to, number one, give you some other reason to check back in here to hopefully practice some more, but number two, to help you learn more of what it feels like to have this happen. A lot of the time that I spent with my teachers, especially Lloyd, my first teacher with the Shango technique, a lot of my time with him was having him play for me to experience what it felt like as he played different rhythms. And then he'd talk about what he was doing and why it was a certain way. This is a really important aspect of it, so don't miss out on the meditations. And don't feel guilty if you're not putting in the 15 or 20 or 30 minutes a day of technique that would be optimal. Most people are not going to be able to be consistent with that. That's totally fine. I don't want you to cop out on it, but at the same time, I want you to be kind with yourself about how much time you can put on. Put in what you can and then come back to it. This program, like I said, will be here with you forever. So if you don't have a drum yet, use your hardcover book. Simple techniques this time. We're going to start off in 4-4 time. And let's see here. I guess given that most of you are probably on a frame drum, let's just this week use the frame drum. Even though my favorite drum in the world is this gonga, and this is what I play most of the time. and if you haven't noticed, I'm a much better player on this than I am on this. I've only been playing these frame drums for probably about 10 years. I've been playing this kind of drum for almost 40. So my technique is quite a bit better on the goblet barrel-shaped drums than it is on the frame drums, but we all are what we are, so it's fine with me. So I'll use the frame drum this time around, at least, just because these rhythms are good for you to see me do it on the drum that you probably have. And like I said, if you're a djembe player, been playing for a while, these exercises may seem real basic to you. It's okay, play to them to a metronome. As a matter of fact, let me talk a little bit about metronomes because this is a really important part of the process. Years ago when I was at the Musicians Institute, I asked two of my main teachers there, Joe Porcaro and Ralph Humphrey, both the founders of the school, top-notch drummers, both just amazing players. I said, what's the most important thing for me to know as a musician, as a drummer, to be able to walk into a situation and successfully get through a gig? And they said to play to a metronome. You need to be able to play to a click track for two reasons. If you're in the studio, you're going to be required to play to a click track, because the producer is going to want to be able to dissect that music later on. And if you're not playing in time to the click that they have set for the song, they're not going to be able to do anything. So you need to be able to play to the click track and do it with feel. This is really important. Years ago, when I talked to a lot of other musicians and I said, you know, you got to play to a click track, they're like, but that's going to ruin the feel of the music. Well, yeah, if you don't know how to play to a click track, it's going to ruin the feel of the music. But if you do know how to play to a click track, you know how to manipulate where you are on that click. But you're going to want to play to a metronome. The second reason is, in historical context with me, with regards to my teachers, they said, listen, if you show up at a gig and there's a chart of music in front of you and says 90 beats per minute, you need to be able to play 90 beats per minute. You need to count it off at 90 beats per minute and go into the song so everybody else knows what they're getting into. So you need to know what 90 beats per minute is. The only way to do that is spend a lot of time with the click track, with the metronome. Now, there's another advantage for you guys, and any of us doing drum healing, is that we need to know what tempo we're in order to influence the brain in the way we want to influence it. Yes, you can go up and down a little bit in your tempos. That's totally normal. That's totally expected. But you need to be able to approximate the tempo that you need to influence the brain in the way you want to influence it. There's a little difference. It's okay to be between 5.5 and 6 beats per second, for instance, but if you're intending to play 5.5 and you're actually playing 7, there's a problem. So you do need to learn to play to a metronome. The other advantage to a metronome is it learns you how to, It teaches you how to become consistent in the way you play. You want to be able to have your notes even and have the proper timing between each note. You can't be playing a shuffle when you intend to play a straight note. In other words, if even notes should sound like this. They shouldn't sound like this. They need to be even. And the only way you can do that is if you've got a reference point to be able to work with. And you need to work on your technique and being fluid and being consistent. A metronome is a great way to do it. If you have a tablet, computer, if you have a phone, if you have a computer, you can get a metronome for next to nothing. You can find a website, metronomes, you can find apps, metronomes, a whole variety of stuff, anywhere from free to a couple dollars. I recommend, though, that you get a metronome that allows you to subdivide the notes. So in other words, you set the tempo at 60 beats per minute, for instance. Whenever I talk about tempo and it relates to brainwave patterns, I'm talking about setting your metronome with a quarter note equaling one beat, but playing 16th notes. So if I say set your metronome to 60 beats per minute, we're going to be playing 4 beats per second to that at that point, even though 60 beats per minute is one click per second on the metronome. But you're playing 16th notes, which there are 4 of those in each quarter note that this metronome represents. So at that point, you're 4 beats per second. Everything we're going to be doing in this program is between 4 and 8 beats per second, which in a metronome, setting the metronome at quarter notes is going to be 60 to 120 beats per minute. That's the range you're going to be in. You want to set your metronome to play 16th notes. So 1 eanda, 2 eanda, 3 eanda, 4 eanda. And I'll talk more about that as we go through the program and we talk about tempos. This week with the basic exercises, start off and don't even worry about the metronome. Worry about just getting the coordination. And then bring in the metronome. If you don't have a metronome, your next best thing is to play to songs. This is the way I practiced for years when I was in school. MTV had just come out. This was in 1983, early 80s. They actually played music videos back then. I'd sit in front of MTV with my pad and my sticks and I'd be playing to the songs. Depending on the tempo of the song and the feel of the song, I'd play different exercises. But that helped me really understand how to play fluidly and consistently. So, metronomes, playing to other music, great ways to go. In this case, I'll walk you through each of these rhythms. We'll play together, slow tempo. The first exercise, first, I think, eight exercises you're going to see here are in 4/4 time using 16th notes. They're going to be counted 1-eanda, 2-eanda, 3-eanda, 4-eanda, and you're always alternating strokes. Right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. So once that's out of the way here, let's take a look at this first one, all open tones. What you're doing here is you're trying to learn how to be fluid. Oh, another thing that one of my teachers, Ralph, talked about when I asked him, what's the second best thing for me to do when I'm learning how to play and practicing? He said, well, first of all, you need to practice deliberately. You don't just play, you're practicing, and practicing means slowing down enough to really take in what you're doing. And he said, the way to learn a new rhythm is to play excruciatingly slow. So slow that you can feel the time between each note. Excruciatingly slow. Enough that you can put a breath between each note. So slow that you're waiting for the next note to come. Because that forces you to be precise. And precision is what makes the difference between a good drummer and not so good drummer. So start off really slow. In this case, the first one. All open tones, 1-eanda, 2-eanda, 3-eanda, 4-eanda. I'm going to count them really slow. We'll play it together. 1-eanda, 2-eanda, 3-eanda, 4-eanda, 1-eanda, 2-eanda, 4-eanda, 1-eanda, 2-eanda, 3-eanda, 4-eanda, 1-eanda, 2-eanda. Is a great tempo to start with. You notice it's kind of difficult to keep it even. Let's try it a little bit faster. You might find this to be actually a little bit easier. I'll count the last two beats in. 3-eanda, 4-eanda, 1-eanda, 2-eanda, 3-eanda, 4-eanda, 1-eanda, 2-eanda. 1-eanda, 2-eanda, 3-eanda, 4-eanda, 1-eanda, 2-eanda, 3-eanda, 4-eanda, 1. And what you're going for with this exercise is to get even beats, but also even sound. Your left and your right should sound similar. They're not going to be exact necessarily, depending on your drum, because of the way the head hits across the shell. But you want as close to a similar sound as you can, and evenly spaced. This is going to be one of the more difficult exercises you're going to learn how to do. Another thing you can do with this exercise, you can go open, close, open. And that means playing it very slowly. And then speeding it up over time. That should take a good 5 minutes. It's a good exercise to use when you're using a pattern that is consistent. Do this a little bit, push a little harder on that fast, let it fall apart on you, slow it down until it comes back together. That's really the goal here with open, close, open. The idea is that, number one, you're going through tempos that aren't necessarily always comfortable. You'll find there's certain spots that you get a little bit uncoordinated with just because of that tempo. And then the fastest ones, you should always go to the point where it falls apart. Because what you're trying to do is you're trying to push the fastest tempo you can play smoothly. And unless you go to the breaking point, you're not going to know what that is. So work till it falls apart, slow it down and get back in shape, and then slowly back it down again. It's a good exercise to do. It's an exercise I do just to warm up. So start with that sometimes. Really good way to go. This is the good one to do it with. Okay, the second exercise, now we're putting in some muted and open tones. In this case, the open tones are on the downbeats, 1, 2, 3, and 4. The E's and the N's and the A's are all muted tones. You'll notice in this case, because we're in 4/4 time, it's the right hand is going to be the open tone. The rest are going to be muted. Every other right hand is an open tone. The rest are muted. So it sounds like this. You want as big a difference between your loud, your open tone, and your muted tone as you can get. the slower you are, the more varied, the more difference there can be between the loud and the soft. The faster you get, that's going to close up a little bit because you're not going to be able to play quite so quietly when you go fast. But we're going to go really slow. I'll count it in. 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and So that's a good exercise to do to get used to playing that loud note loud and the soft note soft. Let's play it a little bit faster. I'll count in the last two beats. 3E and a 4E and a 1E and a 3E and a 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a 1E and a 2E and a So that's a good exercise. Get used to playing downbeats. Get used to alternating loud and soft. This next exercise, though, I think is a better exercise for just practicing. So if I were practicing an exercise that I wanted to develop, probably be the most efficient way for me to develop some good technique, it's this one here. And this is essentially a samba. It's a loud, too soft, and then too loud. So you've got loud notes going into a downbeat. 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a 1. So the uhs and the downbeats are going to be loud. The e's and the ands are soft. You'll notice it's a loud right, soft left, soft right, loud left, loud right. So it's going into this pickup beat. So I'll count it in very slowly. We'll play it together. 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1. That's another good exercise to do open, close, open, if you want to do that. Let's play it faster, though, just together. I'll count the last two beats. 3E and a 4E and a 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a 3E and a 4E and a 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a 1. Like I said, you can do this open, close, open just like we did the other exercise. That's a good thing to do. But practice this one a lot. It's a good exercise to develop the ability to go from loud to soft back and forth. And it's repetitive, which means once you get the groove with it, you can then work on refining the sound, how much force you put into the quiet and the loud notes. The next one we learned in the free video series, this is a 3-3-2, it's a mambo rhythm. The last rhythm, by the way, is a samba. The samba and the mambo are two rhythms we're going to use a lot in this program. So practice these two a lot. We're going to do variations on them. They're going to get kind of cool. So the 3-3-2, the mambo goes like this. 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a 1. You'll notice that second group of three, the of the 1 and the 3 are left-handed. So this is a good one to develop a little bit of kind of balancing the two. Let me count it in very slowly and we'll play it together. 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1. And 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1. 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E. Okay, and then a little bit faster. 3E and a 4E and a 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a 1E and a 3E and a 4E and a 1E and a 3E and a 4E and a 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a 1E. Very nice rhythm. Practice that one a lot. Go slow, speed it up. Get really comfortable with this and the samba. Those are really important rhythms to learn. This next one is kind of a variation. This I learned is called an afouché. It's a West African rhythm. It's kind of got a little bit of the samba, a little bit of the mambo in it. Basically, you've got the accents on the one, the of one, the two, and the and of two, and then the three, and repeating. So you only have one left-handed accents, just like the mambo was, but you've got three rights in a row. So that's something to keep an eye on. I'll kind of, here it sounds like this. Now count it and we can play it slowly. One E and two E and three E and four E and one E and two E and three E and four and one E and two and three E and four E and one E and two E and three E and four E and one. And then a little bit faster, 3E and a 4E and a 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a 1E. 3E and a 4E and a 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E. That's a cool rhythm. Practice that one. And the next one is another interesting one. We're kind of taking the first half of a mambo and we're doing another kind of variation at the back end. This is also called a Bo Diddley beat, real common in the early rock and roll era. And it'll probably sound somewhat familiar to you. And I'll play it really quickly and then we'll count it in. Kind of cool. So I'll count it in. 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E. No, a little bit faster. 3E and a 4E and a 1E. Okay, so those four rhythms, these last four rhythms we learned, are things you can practice a lot. They're kind of the basis for a lot of the rhythms we're going to be doing in this program, kind of the more musical ones that relate to drum healing. The first two are kind of just basic exercises, as are these last two, just kind of give you an idea, kind of get you used to playing loud and soft. This first one, we're doing louds all the way through the ones and the threes. The twos and the fours are quiet. It goes like this. This exercise and the one next after this are designed really to help you get used to getting the loud and soft working so that it creates the pattern we're looking for. So let me count it in very slowly. 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and a little bit faster, 3E and a 4E and a. Okay. The next one just reverses it. Instead of 1e and a 2, it's 1, 2e and a 3, 4e and a 1. So it goes like this. One. So I'll count it in very slowly. 1e and 2e and 3e and 4e and 1 and 2e and 3. A little bit faster, 3e and a 4e and a 1. So those are the 16th note exercises this first time around. Like I said, the middle four are the ones that you want to really get comfortable kind of grooving on. The other ones are great for developing technique. Just practice them a little bit. Do the first one, open, closed, open. Kind of get used to speeding up, getting even. Play to a metronome or to some music so that you have some basis for being able to keep consistent with your tempo. Practice every day for just a few minutes.